I'm Betty Elsey, Chair of the Department of English and Modern Languages.
I'm Jason McCann, Chair of Communication and New Media.
And the two of you have worked on a project that is going to be presented in England, so why don't you give us the nuts and bolts about, you know, what the project is and where it's going to be presented.
This is a play from 1550 by Lewis Wager, who had been a Franciscan friar and then converted to Protestantism. The play is called The Life and Repentance of Mary Magdalene. So it's a Protestant play, but it has roots in medieval Catholicism. And we are doing a film of that play.
She had been rehearsing with the students on this play and brought up the idea of doing a film adaptation. And so, of course, we kicked around the ideas of, do we bring in a camera and just film a performance, or do we shoot it totally like a movie style thing? And so we kind of came somewhere in the middle. And so basically working with the medieval text, you know, thinking about how lighting and angle and the relation of the actor to the camera builds those performances. So it's always an interesting thing to try to interpret something mm-hmm. that was probably staged as either a chamber drama or very minimal set design,
right.
And then come in and shoot it with very minimal set design and really work with the actor and the expression and the text.
So you shot it here on a stage somewhere on campus and on location?
We actually shot it all in here, and it's completely in Cameo, so that all the background is pure black, and then the cast is lit up in, you know, different types of color schemes. So it's really a backgroundless or a setless production.
And when we say here, we mean the TV studio.
Yes, in the TV studio.
And originally, the play would have been, there are about a dozen characters, but there would have only been five actors. And it was performed by a traveling troupe. So they would have gone to aristocratic houses, to universities. So they would have no set either. So it does, in some ways, sort of replicate you know, what would have been done in the 16th century. One of the themes this year is early Tudor drama, drama from about 1485 through right before the public theaters opened in the 1570s. So that was, you know, that's one of the reasons that I chose to do this play.